The observatory deck of the Cosmos Forge was quiet, filled with the gentle hum of starlight filters. Edge sat cross-legged on the cool metal floor, sketching with a focused calm. In front of them, a giant shimmering bubble of light hovered in the air. Edge was carefully dabbing faint smudges of orange and blue onto its surface with a glowing stylus. Each dab was placed with immense precision, as if they were painting the inside of a colossal eggshell. The bubble wasn't just a picture. It was a map of the entire sky, showing the oldest light in the universe. Nearby, gleams zipped back and forth, tracing a single brilliant thread of light that snaked across a holographic star chart. The thread started at a tiny, fuzzy galaxy billions of light years away and ended right at the center of the deck, where a model of their observatory spun slowly. Gleam's movements were quick and full of energy, a stark contrast to Edge's stillness. They would follow the light thread with their finger, muttering about its long, long journey. "Almost there," Gleam whispered, their voice buzzing with excitement. "Only another million years to go. Whish!" Edge didn't look up from their work. "Careful you don't smudge my boundary, Gleam," Edge said softly. "This is a very delicate moment in time." Edge leaned closer to the shimmering sphere. Their stylus hovered, then gently touched the surface, leaving a tiny patch of slightly cooler blue. "There," Edge murmured, "exactly as it was, 13.8 billion years ago." A visitor might think Edge was just making a pretty speckled pattern, but it was much more than that. It was a picture of the beginning. "This is the edge of what we can see," Edge explained to a small hovering camera drone that was recording their work. "It's not a wall in space, it's a wall in time. We can't see anything older than this, because before this, the whole universe was like a thick, hot fog. Light couldn't travel freely." Edge gestured around the entire sphere. "So this light, from every direction, all started its journey at the same time, when the universe was just a baby. It's the first light that ever escaped." They tapped a faint, slightly warmer orange spot. "This spot was a tiny bit denser back then. This cooler blue spot," they tapped the one they just made, "was a tiny bit less dense. These little differences are the seeds of every galaxy, every star, and even us." For Edge, the universe wasn't about the things in it, but the shape that contained it all, the ultimate boundary of our knowledge.
Meanwhile, Gleam was practically dancing with their thread of light. "And touchdown," Gleam cheered, as the end of the line finally reached the model observatory at the center of the room. They clapped their hands, and the shimmering thread pulsed brightly. "This little photon," Gleam announced, patting the glowing line, "has been traveling for 3 billion years to get here." Gleam pointed to the fuzzy galaxy at the start of the path. "That means we aren't seeing that galaxy as it is right now. We're seeing it as it was 3 billion years ago. That's how long it took its light to make the journey to us." They swooped their hand along the path, making a whoosh sound. Back then, Earth was still a very young planet. No people, no dinosaurs, nothing but tiny little life forms in the ocean. For Gleam, the universe was a collection of stories, and light was the messenger that carried them. Every star and galaxy was a postcard from the past. "Seeing into deep space," Gleam said with a grin, "is like using a time machine. The farther away we look, the further back in time we see. The journey was everything."
Gleam zipped over to Edge, their bright path of light still glowing on the star chart. "Hey, Edge! Check out my 3 billion year old traveler." Edge looked from their spear to Gleam's diagram. They pointed their stylus at the very faint galaxy where Gleam's light path began. 3 billion years is a good trip," Edge said, their voice calm and steady.
A nice, simple journey. Then Edge gestured with their stylus toward the surface of their own sphere. The light I am mapping started its journey long before your galaxy even formed. It has been traveling for more than 13 billion years. Gleam's eyes went wide. They traced a line with their finger through the empty air, from the edge of Edge's sphere toward their own galaxy. So, the stuff that made my galaxy, it came from one of these little smudges? Gleam asked. Exactly, Edge confirmed. My work shows the boundary, the starting line for all the oldest light. Your work shows the path that light takes to tell us the story of what happened in between. Gleam looked at Edge's sphere, then back at their own bright thread. The quiet, still boundary and the zipping, energetic journey. They weren't separate things at all. They were the beginning and the middle of the same grand story. Edge stood up, brushing off their knees, and joined Gleam in the middle of the observatory deck. Together, they looked at their combined work. On one side was Edge's massive, glowing sphere, the baby picture of the universe, a wall of ancient time. Crisscrossing the space inside it was Gleam's holographic map, now showing dozens of shimmering threads, each one a messenger from a different moment in history. So you draw the edge of the page, Gleam said thoughtfully. And you draw the sentences written on it, Edge finished. It was suddenly clear. Knowing anything about the cosmos meant understanding both. You had to know the limits of what you could see, the very oldest light that formed the boundary of your vision. That was Edge. But you also had to understand that every single point of light inside that boundary was a story from the past, a journey that took millions or billions of years to reach you. That was Gleam. Together, they revealed the fundamental truth of the Cosmos Forge. Looking out is always looking back.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Edge and Gleam. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.